You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We bring in James Ham here at his home studios, the Palatial Estates there. Hamsternam, as we've called it. Favorite game yesterday? It had to be the night one, right, Hammer?
Oh, yeah. The night game was amazing. Yeah. But I will say, like, there was good football throughout the day. I really enjoyed the 49ers game. Just watching Brock Purdy figure it out. I really enjoyed that Steelers Jets game. It was just good to have football back on all day, all Sunday. It was nice.
Yeah, man. That we talked about a little bit during the handoff, but that Sunday night game, I mean, those two guys, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. Kyle had the tweet. He said, sign me up for a 7-game series of this. Yeah. I can see those two guys along with Burrow and Mahomes play each other all the time, man. They those guys never disappoint. When those guys link up, like those four guys, they never disappoint in this whole little era, the last 3-4 years. Whenever they play each other, it's great games, it's great drama. You see the best of everybody involved, and last night was just another example of that.
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer that they're all in the AFC, so we don't get to see them face each other in the Super Bowl. Because I don't think any of the other quarterbacks are up to that standard. I think the best four quarterbacks in the NFL are in the AFC. I don't even think it's really all that close. You're talking about four, like, surefire Hall of Famers, guys with MVPs, guys that have been to the Super Bowl before, or at least a couple of them have. But it's just like the depth at the quarterback position in the AFC is just absolutely incredible. You know, even where you have some of these guys have huge weeks this week, you know, whether it's, you know, Aaron Rodgers having a huge week or even Daniel Jones having a huge week. It's just like, hey, it doesn't matter. You're in a league with superstars at your position, and you're going to kind of get buried by it.
Hammer, let's dive into a little Kings basketball here. We're 3 weeks from media day, right? 3 weeks from today.
Yeah, something like that. And yeah, it's wild.
Yeah, like it's, and that's always the thing about the NFL season that makes me laugh a little bit is like we wait. It's like, all right, man, football's here. Let's go. And then before we know it, in the blink of an eye, the Kings are at camp and like, oh man, we had this great game between the Ravens and the Bills last night. But my goodness, did you see what Isaac Jones did? Did you hear Doug Christie's comments about Isaac Jones in the second day of practice?
They took him to the roof with a Golden One Center again.
The night practice was crazy last night, James. Tell us about it. And that's just the love the city has for their basketball team, I guess, but it's always fun.
Yeah, it's cool because we've gone through like this huge stretch of games where, I mean, this huge stretch of weeks, maybe even months, where there's nothing going on. I mean, we're on day 64 or something of Kuminga Watch.
Wait. Kuminga Watch.
There we go.
Yeah, I mean, it just keeps going, and that's just because it's, you know, it is the dog days of summer. There's nothing going on. All of a sudden, you have the NFL, and then you start peppering in the NBA. And, like, look, I think the NBA preseason and training camp is a lot more intriguing than the NFL version of. And so I think it's kind of cool that we all of a sudden we're like in a sprint. We've got so much stuff going on. And, you know, I was on my way home and the wife asked me how radio went. I'm like, easiest show ever. Mm-hmm. You just show up and talk football for 15 minutes and it's really 2 hours and then you leave. Yeah, it's super easy to cover these days. Although the workload changes for me dramatically once we get to like mid-October.
Did you see any performances in that week one that, I'm getting to the Kings here, that remind you of like what you see from the Kings, like the team that is good, but they're not going anywhere. Like we know where this is going to end up. Like, for instance, me, I look at the Lions like that. I look at the Lions like it's a good team, but their window is done. Like how people look at the Kings. Well, I look at the Kings. They're a good team, but they're not going anywhere. That's how I look at the Lions.
Yeah, I'm not ready to put the Lions in that category yet. Just to be honest with you, they were incredible last year. They lost a couple of coordinators. They need to make some adjustments, but the rest of the group is still there. Now, yeah, it could happen where, you know, Goff just isn't good enough. And he's just not good enough without the right offensive coordinator. And that's totally a possibility, but it's also possible that he figures something out with his new coordinators and they start growing and they look like the team that they were last year. I still think that team is packed with talent. You know, I guess if we're to look at even the Steelers and Jets game, that's probably two teams where you're like, okay, I don't really know where the pathway is here with these two teams. You know, it was a fun game, but did the Steelers play up to the competition because it's Aaron Rodgers' former team? Did Fields play up to the competition because he didn't feel like he got a fair shake in Pittsburgh? You know, like what exactly happened there? Those two teams could be completely mid 2 weeks from now, and we're like, oh man, that was just like an aberration. But I do think that, you know, like, in you're hoping that the Kings can be better. And you know what? I think it was like, strangely enough, we talked about it earlier. I think what you want to see from the Kings, like day one coming out of the shoot and like, who are you, is kind of like what we saw from the Raiders. Like, mm-hmm. You're just competent. You're competent early on and you can build from there. Like, as long as you look like you're going to beat the bad teams and go 50-50 against the good teams and, you know, steal a couple from the great teams, I think we would feel pretty comfortable with this group. And it's not going to be easy because of the front half of their schedule. But I do think that's what we're hoping for right off the bat. Like, show me some sort of structure that none of us are seeing right now. And if you can do that, then I'll feel a lot better. If you can do that over the first 10 games, over the first 15, get to game 20, and you know, you're not so far in the hole that the season's already over, that's where I think, you know, I would make the comp to what we saw from the Raiders yesterday.
Kings Steelers comp. I kind of like that. DeMar is Aaron Rodgers.
Ugh.
DK Metcalf is Zach LaVine. JJ Watt. I always do that. TJ Watt is Sabonis.
Can I give you a problem with what I think both the Raiders analogy and the Steelers analogy? And it's Doug. You know what Pete Carroll is. And you talked about competence, calming. You talked about functional, like that. That's Pete Carroll. You know, we occasionally tell a Mike Tomlin joke or two, but like, Mike Tomlin's a very, very good coach. More than anything, we know exactly what Mike Tomlin is. With Doug, we think we know what Doug is, but we're not exactly sure what Doug Christie is as a head coach. And that's as big of an element that we're going to figure out this upcoming season is anything else that's happening, like, on the floor.
Yeah, I think one of the things that the Kings did this summer that really kind of gives me hope on that avenue, because you're right, we have no idea, you know, again, if he's a Kyle Shanahan type or if he is a Mike McDaniels type, we have no idea. But what I think the Kings did this offseason was bring in Mike Woodson, bring in, you know, really, you know, brought in Bobby Jackson to give Doug, you know, one of his confidants, to bring in Mike Miller, who is, again, a very, very seasoned, like, smart basketball mind that knows what he's doing, to retain some of the other guys. And so I do think that, like, when we look at how they structured this thing, it's kind of how I think the Raiders failed under Antonio Pierce. You know, they didn't go out and add the right, like, solid pieces all around him. And, you know, it's not easy to walk into an NBA season as, like, a leader of men type coach without a surefire, like, this is our structure, this is who we are. And that's what Doug has to, like, quickly establish. And I know he's already been talking to his players. He's already been, you know, passing around ideas to his players about what type of team they want to be, what type of offense they want to run, and all that stuff. But, like, until it's out, you know, on the court, we have no idea. We have no idea what it's going to look like. And so, yeah, it's a tough one. It probably is the biggest wild card, you know, because, again, I think Pete Carroll just instantly, like, brought, like, validation to the Raiders organization. Like, they all of a sudden feel like a real NFL, you know, franchise with a true pro at the head. And that's what you're hoping that Doug can do. And we just don't know. Like, and you know, guys tune in, they tune out. You got to be somebody who's got to figure out a way to mix it up and to fully get buy-in, 100% buy-in. And then if he does get that, like, we forget, like, Doug coached a team for over 50 games and he was over 500 on the season. He was well over 500 at home, which is something that he's very proud of. You know, I know, because he jumped all over, I think it was me, for mentioning that they were so far under 500 on the team. And he stopped and said, no, I'm not under 500. They were under 500, but we're not under 500 anymore. So that's kind of where you're hoping that, you know, Doug does have something that he can build on there.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I apologize. Aspiration's name just popped up on my screen, and I had to see what.
Yo, what's going on? This?
Well, Ramona Shelburne said today on NBA Today that according to Clippers sources, Aspiration's bid almost doubled the $550 million that Intuit successfully bid for the naming rights to the new building. The Clippers chose to go with the more well-established company and brand, which leads me to believe somebody knew something about this company where they willingly turned down, according to this, about, let's see, almost double the 500. So would it be $550 million?
Yeah.
If that's what Intuit paid for the naming rights. I had read something that Aspiration bid for the naming rights of the arena. I mean, Steve Ballmer might have even said that in that conversation, but I saw it reported somewhere, but had never seen the dollar figure attached to it. Mm. Who goes, nah, we'll take the bid for half.
So wouldn't that...
And we're talking that billion, right? That's what you're saying. Yes. It was $550 million is what he got?
Aspiration's bid almost doubled the $550 million that that Intuit successfully bid for the naming rights to the new building.
Isn't this...
Yeah, that's like $1.1 billion.
Isn't this good for Ballmer's argument?
Okay, let's work for that for a second. Well, Mr. Ballmer, sir... Because I love when you play Steve Ballmer. Why would you turn down a bid that nearly doubled what Intuit offered?
It just didn't feel right. It just didn't. I was more comfortable with Intuit and what.
What didn't feel right about it, Mr. Ballmer?
You know, when you've made as much money as I have, sometimes you just got to go with your gut.
Sir, you donated $50 million to this company.
I did. I was a believer in one of the things that some of the things that they were.
But not selling. A believer enough to put them on your new building.
You keep interrupting me when I'm answering these questions.
So you're not actually answering
That's the
me,
moment
Mr. Ballmer.
Where you just distract everyone by grabbing his thigh.
But the way I look at it, though, is if they're in cahoots, then you're going with your people for the naming rights. If I'm feeding them money and they're paying my guy and all this other stuff, then we're going to do everything together.
Unless they know it's not a real company.
Yeah, he may have found that out. But the whole thought of he was aspiration, like he was in cahoots with him the whole time. If we're in cahoots, I'm going to go with you with the naming rights. Or maybe like you said, at that point, you know what? I'm going to get off this train. I don't really know what you guys got going on. Whatever, but that goes to the point of he truthfully got conned.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just don't.
That's what I'm
there.
Thinking of when that comes out, especially from Ramona Shelburne.
Mm-hmm.
It's like here's proof that we weren't as tight as you guys are making it out to be, and I got conned just like everybody else. Just like I said the other day.
Yeah, it seems like they're telling someone something just to make sure that everyone understands that they weren't in cahoots with that group.
That's what
I don't know. I don't know how it's all going to play out. I certainly think that right now they're doing a PR, you know, tour to make sure that they look as clean as possible in this situation. I just don't know, you know, again, he's a businessman and a $1.1 billion or even just $1 billion endorsement for your arena. Doesn't that set records? And wouldn't that be something that Steve Ballmer's interested in? Mm-hmm. I mean, he could also have looked at it and said, ooh, I don't want to be the Maloofs and, you know, buy into a
power
a
balance
bracelets,
yeah.
Power balance pavilion. Yeah. I mean, those guys even gave us one. I had one, you know, for like, I don't know, 6 months.
Did you tell people, hey, pull my arm.
Push me.
Try to push me.
Push me right now.
Try to push me.
I should probably sue all of them and say that's what happened to my back.
You should.
I wore your power balance and it knocked me off kilter.
I had people walking around pushing me all of the time because of this bracelet.
But so what you were saying as well is, yeah, he probably knew it was about to go all bad.
Mm.
Like, absolutely, he knew it was about to go all bad, or it wasn't real, or whatever. Like, I think he knew for sure, but this story seems like it would lend to, hey, I'm just like everybody else. I'm not in cahoots with these guys.
I'm reading a synopsis of something Zach Lowe, I guess, said, that this investigation could likely end up in a gray area, making a Timberwolves-style punishment unlikely, in a smaller penalty, like maybe second-round pick confiscations and a fine, being most probable, leading that nothing's going to look any less shady, but, to paraphrase, the hard evidence is not there. Mm-hmm. The circumstantial evidence is there. Mm-hmm. The hard evidence is not. And the big difference between the Timberwolves and the Clippers, there was hard evidence in the Timberwolves situation.
Right.
There is not, at least that we're aware of yet, in this Clippers-Kawhi situation. Can't wait to hear Kawhi not address this in 3 weeks.
Kawhi was at the U.S. Open.
He was.
We haven't seen all the evidence yet either. Like,
no,
what
we haven't.
We've seen is circumstantial, but like, is there emails? And hey, if you have eyewitness accounts that are literally telling you, you know, like Pablo Torre does, that this was all done with the idea to circumvent the cap, like, that's not circumstantial. That's firsthand account and will be looked at differently.
So
the NBA is going to want to know.
You know what the one thing I didn't understand about that is, this was a financial person involved with Aspiration. What do they know about circumventing the cap? Like, that was obviously something someone said to them. But in what context? Because then it remains circumstantial and it just becomes gossip at that point. Mm-hmm. Where did you hear this from?
Right.
And it, like, who, because who even uses the term, oh, we're doing this to circumvent the cap. Mm-hmm. LOL. Like, people don't talk like that. People outside of our world absolutely don't talk like that. So where did the phrase circumvent the cap come from as it pertains to that organization? Because someone introduced it.
I'm not saying he's innocent or nothing like that. I would be absolutely surprised. I'd be shocked with the way Ballmer spoke the other day if there was a paper trail of hard evidence.
Me too.
That doesn't mean he could have just been smart enough.
We got the email that made the introduction. we showed it to everybody. Yeah.
That could just mean he's smart enough to say things in person and not have a paper. I'm not saying he didn't do it. I would be shocked if three weeks from now we come back and here are the emails and the receipts of all that. Like, he spoke like he knew there was no paper trail.
Steve Ballmer, well, LLC, Venmo'd Kawhi L. Aspire, $7 million 3 times.
for $7 million.
I mean, what I think you guys are missing is that the NBA and the people that they usually trust in these situations to go in and figure these things out, they're not like your basic everyday average people. So like the Kings for, I don't know, 5 or 6 years, their head of security was a full-fledged Secret Service member for years, who was like a bodyguard for the president and the vice president of the United States. So RIP Tim, he passed away last year before the season started, the Kings head of security that had stepped away. But like the NBA has,
I don't mean to chuckle,
resources.
But you're right. I understand what you're saying. Didn't someone embezzle like $14 million from the Kings?
But that's a different side.
Oh,
that's not.
That's the side that's Bombers on. Like, that's that side.
That's
who are we circumventing the cap for when that guy embezzled $14 million?
Yeah, you're talking about the business side versus like the basketball side. Like the NBA has already sent didn't they already acknowledge who it is that's actually going to look at into
the
this?
Law firm? Yeah, it was the same law firm
that they used for
Sarver and Stern, Donald Sterling.
Yeah, those guys have like full-fledged FBI agents, former FBI agents on staff. That, you know, if they need to go and interview a guy in prison who runs that entire organization and have a conversation with him, they will. And so, like, this isn't like I just don't think that this is going to be like a super simple cut and dry. Oh, they can't get the right information. If the information's out there, they're going to get it for the most part. And I know Steve Ballmer, you know, again, he's a computer guy. I'm sure he's got his side of everything locked up and secure. Maybe he even used his Intuit, ties to get that done.
Yeah.
But at the same time, that's just one side of it. There's the other side, which is a defunct, you know, scam artist who's sitting in a jail cell somewhere, who's probably going to be more than willing to have a conversation.
White collar crime can be so ridiculous. Like, imagine someone going into like, hey, I need to speak to inmate 177-5438. Yeah, about what? Kawhi Leonard in the cap. All right, well, man.
And look, that's all right. That's the other thing.
Come on in.
Like, and James, you're 100% right. But this guy who's sitting in jail, what does it serve me to do it? You can't lessen my sentence. This isn't like you're not going to help me in my life by me answering whether or not
Adam Silver going to ask the judge, hey man, let me acknowledge you for a second.
My
season tickets to the Lakers sound.
My sentence is going to be the same whether I tell you the truth or tell you everything I know or not. Now, if you could find a way to, hey, I could knock off 10 years off of what you're doing, now we're talking. But the cap is not going to knock 10 years off my sentence.
No, and especially you're up against, you know, the Aspire people who could also have a secondary company called like Transpire, and they could be working a different angle to get money so they none of this comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like we're in the weeds here for sure. But I would not just think like, if Pablo Torre got to found these people that were willing to talk, the NBA will as well. They will. And they'll also, the NBA will, like their investigators likely will sit down with Pablo Torre and say, hey, what do you got for us? Show us what you have. Show us your line of attack. And we're going to listen. You know, we're not doing it on a podcast, but we're going to sit here in a room. And if you can draw it on the whiteboard for us and connect all the links here, then we're more than willing to listen.
Well, it might have torpedoed the Keon Ellis is the first ever Leatherby's guy.
Leatherby.
Is our Gunther's guy, Keon Ellis. Ah, well. So close, guys.
Damn.
So close.
Messed it up for everybody.
That's right.
Why? What is the value of Keon Ellis, do you think? Like if we're talking an honest contract value, what do you think it is?
448.
4 years, $48 million. Okay.
Yeah, that would be my guess right now.
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, of course, that's with him, you know, being under contract this season. Like, if he gets into unrestricted free agency, I have a good feeling he's going to get the entire mid-level exception, which is going to be upwards of, well, it's between 14 and 15 million. Like, there are a lot of people around the league that love Keon Ellis. And like, again, look at the ESPN, like rankings of free agents coming into the summer. They had Keon as the number 6 free agent in this summer's class, not next summer, this summer right here that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
And of course that might change. And the Kings are going to have some sort of say in how much playing time he has and all that stuff. But yeah, that's what I'm trying to negotiate right now. It could go 450. It could go 460. But I would hope that like a 448 would sort of be right around what you're hoping to get, a little bit less than what his buddy Herb Jones got.
I don't know. Charismatic says, my lady is the GM at the Folsom Leatherbees. Like, hey, come on, man. Come on, man.
We got
talk.
Action.
That guy here.
Let's talk.
We got
Let's
action. Talk.
A little unusual. We actually have to let James go. James has some real life things he needs to go attend to. So James will be back with us on the Insiders tomorrow at 10 a.m. We're not going anywhere. We've got more football to talk about, including football tonight. Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I think we're back. What do we got? We got Wisconsin and Alabama coming up this weekend. We got more Sac State Hornets football. We got a Sunday doubleheader with the Seahawks and Steelers, the Eagles at the Chiefs. And then, of course, next Monday, it's the Chargers at Raiders. You can catch that game here on ESPN 1320, or you can come hang out at 32 Brew Street at Sky River Casino and watch it with us. We're not going to do a live show. We're just going to hang out with you and watch the Raiders play, eat some good food,
yeah, man.
Have some great club soda, and watch the Raiders hopefully go 2-0, but we'll see.
What is great club soda? Doesn't it all just taste the same?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just give me water.
Little extra sparkle maybe with me. I don't know. There's something about Sky Rivers. That 32, it's really good. I don't know why. I couldn't tell you. Maybe it's the carbonate. You know what it is? I like fountain drinks. And they, you know, club soda is a topper for alcoholic beverages.
Mm.
So it's always in the dispenser. Carbonated drinks out of the fountain are 10 times better than a can or a bottle.
I never thought about it that way.
They're so much better. Mm. I don't know what the difference is, but it is just drastically better.
Maybe it's the...
It's got to be the level of carbonation too.
Yeah.
Soren says that great club soda tastes like even better TV static. I'll take his word for it.
What?
I don't even get it, but I'm with it. I'll get your jokes off if you want to.
The second game that we have on ESPN 1320 on Sunday, Chiefs going to go on too.
Arrowhead.
Arrowhead. Eagles.
That's I'm going to say no. Game. I'm going to say no. But if they do, oh, that'll make for great television.
Oh, yeah.
That will make great television. Oh, is this the end for Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes?
It is.
As they win the next 15 in a row or something.
It's over. It's over this year. And when I say over, they still, I'm going to put them in the playoffs, but they ain't getting back to the Super Bowl.
That's a high bar, but
they're not getting back to
They're not getting back to the Super Bowl this year.
This year.
Well, then it's not over.
Well, I'm talking about like their run of Super Bowl. They've been in three straight Super Bowls.
Oh, okay.
That ends this year.
Okay.
So I'm not even sure they get to the conference championship game this year.
Okay.
And then they lose Xavier Worthy. Mm. That's problematic. Mm-hmm. Juju was still making plays, though, so that was good to see for him. But I liked what did you catch what forgot the guy's name, but the linebacker when he got mad at Chris Jones.
Oh yeah,
I love seeing that.
Yeah.
Chris Jones was in the wrong.
Absolutely,
he was in the
Absolutely.
Wrong.
Absolutely, get at it a little bit.
Yeah,
nothing wrong with that.
That was good to see. You need guys like that on the squad.
Absolutely, nothing wrong with that. I'm trying to run through any feelings on Cincinnati. I'm trying to look at the games we haven't really talked about. Any feelings about the Bengals getting challenged a little bit by Cleveland? I thought Cleveland was going to win that game, being honest with you.
They should have. It was a moody type miss.
Well,
divisional games are always weird.
There it is. I'm with you, Jesse.
Opening game of the season.
Yeah, 1-0.
Open game.
Joe Burrow says that's a game that they lose last season, so it sounds like progress to me.
I do not call that progress, sir. You barely cracked 100 yards.
Hey, they got the win.
I do not call that progress. Joe Flacco threw for almost three times as many yards as you did, and he's twice as old as you are. Come on, man.
I will say.
However, I don't want to talk out of both sides, but Myles Garrett was a monster yesterday.
He was on full display.
An absolute monster.
He was on full display. He's a problem. He's a problem. Unfortunately for him, he's kind of all they got. But the Bengals win on the road in Cleveland, a little bit akin to Niners winning in Seattle. Now, I think Seattle is a better team than Cleveland.
Yeah, definitely.
But definitely. Offensively, I'm not big on Seattle's offensive weapons. Not big on their offensive weapons at all.
Your boy Cooper Kupp is there.
Cooper Kupp, Smith and Jigba.
Sam Darnold's the quarterback.
Kenneth Walker, who was in my prize picks lineup, did pretty much nothing.
Yeah.
So they, at the very
end. Oh, good. This is great. Let's see what Adam Schefter's talking about. Adam Schefter, Brock Purdy, has a left shoulder and toe injury that makes him uncertain for Sunday's game in New Orleans. Kyle Shanahan says the team will see how practice goes. If Purdy cannot play, 49ers backup quarterback Mac Jones would be in line to start. So there's a fun little twist we weren't prepared for. Brock Purdy has a shoulder injury. So let's recap. Let's recap real quick. Just real quick. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Recap this real quick. Brock Purdy has a left shoulder and toe injury. Jake Moody exists. George Kittle has a hamstring injury. Jawan Jennings has a shoulder injury. Christian McCaffrey went into the game worried about his calf. Jawan Jennings missed most of training camp because of his calf. Trent Williams went down at one point, and Fred Warner went down at one point. Did I miss anything? Great.
Well, Ayuk is still out. There's that.
Yes, Ayuk is still out.
Bruh. Yeah, it's tough. I do think, this is just me completely speculating here, I do think Brock plays on Sunday, but you don't want to hear him on the injury report or hearing Kyle Shanahan say this stuff. Also, Shanahan said his toe is worse than the shoulder.
It's great.
So If he,
well,
if
I broke my toe the other day, so you'll be just fine.
If he's out, I think it'll be because of the toe.
I don't even know what to do with that. The toe is worse than the shoulder. All right, Kyle.
Shoulder might be sore. Might something going on.
Soreness,
but he can
isn't
play with that. The toe is the one that seems to have them a little bit more worried. By the way, you also said George could all be out, quote, a few weeks.
Did you catch any of the Cardinals and Saints?
I did. I know Kyler Murray was sick going into that game. He was questionable to even play, so he ended up playing. I really didn't pay a lot of attention to that game. I got to go back and watch the film. Shout out Luke.
No.
Yeah, man. Shout out Luke.
No. Okay. Fine. Go watch the film. What I was going to ask you was, is there anything about the Saints that concerns you if Mac Jones winds up being the starting quarterback?
No. I think
remember though, based on what you just said, this takes Brock Purdy and George Kittle out of this game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
All right.
Number one.
All right, Monty. Jesus.
The Saints defense is not as good as the Seahawks defense, and their offense is just as anemic at times. This is a game the Niners should win, even if they have to go to the backup quarterback. We're talking about a Saints team that people are saying are going to be the number one pick. Now, I'm not saying you just roll out of bed and beat the Saints, but if you're the 49ers and you're trying to achieve what you're trying to achieve this year, which is win the division, have home field, a game or two at the crib in the playoffs, you got to win games like this.
Have we referenced Kendrick Bourne yet today?
We haven't. Welcome back.
Your newest San Francisco 49er.
Yeah, welcome back.
Have we referenced Colton McKivitz?
We haven't, but congratulations. Let me hold a dollar.
So Colton McKivitz signs a contract. Kendrick Bourne, well, he does too. He's coming back to play for the San Francisco 49ers. Now we've learned that Brock Purdy is in danger of missing the New Orleans game because of a left shoulder and toe injury. As Casey noted from what Kyle said, toe is worse than the shoulder. George Kittle is out multiple weeks. Juwan Jennings is going in for a CT scan. MRI was okay. Cam Inman followed up with it is undecided if George Kittle will go on IR or not. That's a minimum 4 weeks, and that's just giving me strong 2024 vibes when we were wondering if Christian McCaffrey was going to go on IR at any point.
The first thought I had when George Kittle just was in street clothes right after they announced it with a hamstring is best case scenario, I think you bring him back after the mini bye against the Rams. I think that is maybe early October, first week of October.
Okay.
Because they play the Rams week five. Actually, it's mid-October because they play the Rams on maybe October 1st or something like that.
I got the Rams on October 2nd, Thursday, 2nd. October 2nd.
And you bring them back for that game following that, which I think is Atlanta on Sunday night?
Or is it Tampa Bay? Tampa Bay during the day.
Yeah. You might wait till you get home. You got Tampa Bay and then Atlanta, right?
Tampa Bay, then Atlanta in week 7.
Yeah, maybe it's week 7.
Yes, sir. Back. Yeah, Sunday night.
But that's around that 6-7, week 6 or 7 range is where I was looking at.
Yeah, you're at week 7 right now. If you get to the Sunday night game against Atlanta, you're in week 7. That's a home game. Forgive me. I don't remember if the Tampa Bay game was a home game
or not.
It's away. In Tampa. Yeah, maybe there's something to that.
And I was just,
something to that.
That was just the first thought when I heard hamstring.
Well, that's okay because they found his replacement last night.
Oh, well, shout out to my boy.
Apparently,
Thomas.
George Kittle's not all that important.
Shout out to my boy.
Didn't Kittle catch the first touchdown? Yeah,
mm-hmm. He had 3 catches. I think on that first drive it was looking great.
Yeah, that first drive was beautiful. That first drive was a work of art. Yeah. See, I hate when stuff like this happens because. I mean, I hate it for a variety of reasons, but like, when did the injury occur? When did you know there was a shoulder issue? When did you know there was a toe issue? We talk about adrenaline all of the time. Maybe Brock didn't even know until the game was over. Hell with the toe. Maybe he didn't even know until he took his cleats off. But what was he playing through? We're talking about a sore shoulder. It does left shoulder. Okay, I was looking for confirmation on what shoulder it was. It was his left shoulder. But yeah, the normal Monday hangups for the San Francisco 49ers. Every All Pro or Pro Bowler is hurt. Yeah. It's fine. It's fine. Yeah. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. The New Orleans Saints coming up this weekend for week two for the 49ers. So it'll be an interesting week now. It'll be this was a very, game coming up.
Yeah.
Nothing real, not a divisional opponent, nothing real sexy about Spencer Rattler and the New Orleans Saints. Now it's a little bit different. Whether Brock Purdy plays or not, it's going to be different because you're going to be watching Brock Purdy knowing that he's injured. You're going to be watching Brock Purdy knowing that George Kittle is out. And if Brock winds up being out, now you're watching Mac Jones. Mm-hmm. And you're wondering if Kyle Shanahan can, you know, I guess for to use a wrestling term, can he make another quarterback? Can he make a guy go out there and be an NFL quarterback?
Yeah. Mac Jones had a good camp. He had a good camp from all accounts, and then actually seeing him in some of the preseason games, he had a good camp. I think he got hurt. I think that's why he didn't play that last game against the Raiders. But from what I was hearing and what I could see myself with Mac Jones, I think under Kyle Shanahan, you can get away with a game or two with Mac Jones and have an opportunity to win, especially you start talking about teams like New Orleans. Like, if you had to sit Brock Purdy in this game against the Saints, you should still be able to go in there and have a really good shot at winning that game, if not being the favorites. Where you get into a bind is if you have to have Mac Jones out there for 4, 5, 6 weeks, mm-hmm. then I'm not as confident. Mm-hmm. So maybe they feel the same way. You know, and they're looking at Brock, and it's not a – long-term deal, but an extra week of rest could help that toe, could help the shoulder, and maybe they look to go with Mac Jones on Sunday. I think you can get away with that. I think you can win that game in New Orleans with Mac Jones under center. So something to monitor throughout the week.
All right. Well, an unexpected plot twist here as Brock Purdy's status for Sunday's game is now uncertain with the shoulder and a toe injury. Of course, there'll be a lot to update you on through the week. Probably not so much tomorrow, but definitely a ton on Wednesday. We'll have to talk about.
I was just going to say, also, apparently the play that Brock Purdy hurt his shoulder, it seemed to be in the first half. Mm-hmm. So he went that whole second half mm-hmm. playing with discomfort in the shoulder.
Okay. I don't know what to do with that. Gutty, I guess.
Yeah, he's tough.
I guess we don't know the level of pain. I mean, it's enough for Kyle Shanahan to talk about it, so don't want to dismiss it as nothing. And also, it's not my pain, so I'm not going to dismiss it as nothing at all. One game left. One game left in week number one. It is the Vikings at the Bears, a game that we both are a little sneaky intrigued by. Caleb Williams and J.J. McCarthy here in this one. Expectations for both, different reasons. Caleb now with Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson was the hot coordinator. Everybody was ready to get a head coaching job. J.J., this is a situation where you had a really, really good Minnesota Vikings team that was very similar to Cleveland Cavaliers last year. Cleveland Cavaliers win 60-some-odd games and not a soul on the planet expected them to do anything in the postseason, at least when it mattered the most and, you know, in the big series as the playoffs went along. And similar thoughts about the Vikings wound up being what happened to both franchises. Sam Darnold, not the best playoff performance, and that's kind of putting it nicely. And they decided, despite how successful their regular season was, they're going to go with the de facto rookie, J.J. McCarthy. So you have this matchup with J.J. McCarthy and Caleb Williams. but you also have a matchup with two really high-end play callers in Kevin O'Connell and Ben Johnson.
Yeah, Ben Johnson, there's a lot of excitement in Chicago for Ben Johnson and what he can bring to that offense, what he can bring to...
Name always throws me off every time.
Yeah.
I always think of the sprinter.
Oh, yeah.
The sprinter in 88 who got the steroid sprinter.
Yeah, Canada's own.
Every time. That's the Ben Johnson I know.
But they wonder if he's going to be somebody that can turn Caleb's career around. Not that it's he's a rookie, his second year. But
kind of get it going.
Yeah, jump-started a little bit with what he's able to do on the offensive end. It looked like Detroit missed him yesterday. That may not be how – it could have just been a bad game.
But yeah.
That offense wasn't the same.
Or a good game by Green Bay.
Yeah, absolutely. They played Green Bay last year and was able to put up points. They played everybody last year and was able to score. And did they get a late touchdown to make it 13?
Mm-hmm.
But the majority of that game, 6 points. So did Ben Johnson make that big of a difference for Detroit? And if he did, is he able to bring – all of that offensive prowess to the Chicago Bears and turn what they do on the offensive end around.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the fascinating thing about coordinators, too, is they show that they're really good at a specific skill set. And oftentimes, you know, you get out, you have to manage more than that specific skill set, and it gets a little rocky. We've seen it a million times. Friggin' Josh McDaniels just lives in New England. Like, it doesn't even matter who the head coach is in New England. That, like, he's a cockroach. He's just gonna find his way onto that sideline with the headset on and a play sheet. And not to suggest that he's bad at it. He's obviously very good at being an offensive coordinator. He's just a god awful head coach. But those are kind of the two categories you seem to fall into. Rarely do you go the route of Atlanta, Raheem Morris. Coordinator, head coach, back to coordinator, back to head coach. And especially with younger guys, you don't see that. Like Todd Boyles, you see like, oh, someone likes Todd Boyles, they bring him in on a staff, and then he winds up getting another opportunity. But for young guys, sometimes it's just like, oh, you're going to have to go back there, and it's going to take some work to, sometimes the second run is better than the first, right? It's going to, you've got to learn some things along the way, but man, they love Ben Johnson. And so he has damn near as much pressure on his shoulders as Caleb Williams does.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you've got him going up against, I know it's not in Minnesota, but you're going up against Brian Flores and what he's able to do on the defensive end. So That's intriguing. Tonight's matchup is very intriguing. I can't wait to see how both of these teams perform. And you talked about it a little bit as well, J.J. McCarthy, what he's able to do now. You know, not a rookie, and I don't think in terms of service, but hasn't played a game. It's damn near his first game ever.
He's a rookie.
His first regular season game.
He's a rookie. Yeah. I'm interested in this one. I'm a lock in. I'm a lock in for the Bears and Vikings. I'm anxious to see these two teams go at it. And then tomorrow we can have some fun, man. We could do week one overreactions. Everybody does them on Monday. Psh, why do them on Monday when you can do them on Tuesday? What if there's something tonight that we got to go overreact to? Then what are we gonna do?
And it's power rankings on Tuesday.
Power rankings are Wednesday.
Wednesday, okay.
Got to space out the bits, man. Come on.
For sure.
Space out our bits.
4-4 on Thursday.
Well, not feeling great about mine.
I didn't already forgot who I had. I had the Packers out.
I think I had the Chargers out, and I had the Steelers out, and I think they combined for like 7 or 8 touchdowns thrown between those two quarterbacks.
My Lions pick's looking pretty good.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. But it's week one, so that's what we overreact to. No doubt Detroit will be a part of week one overreactions. I'm sure there'll be some Raiders overreactions in there, maybe some Kansas City overreactions. Ooh. But we'll be able to do all that tomorrow, plus Trista Crick will be with us. Jason Jones, I'm sure, is feeling pretty good.
Yeah, he's got to be feeling good, man. Raiders out there, once again, looking competent. Shout out to John Poles and and Steven, two Bear fans in the chatty house. Or, excuse me, Raider fans in the chatty
house.
Let's
say what? John Bull's a Bears fan. I think there's, well, Manny's a Bear fan.
Wheezy, too.
Wheezy is.
Yeah.
Oh, Wheezy. I heard Leezy. I was like, wait, Leezy's a Bears fan?
Not sure. Oh, he's an Eagles fan. He's Eagles.
He is an Eagles fan. Oh, yes. The great Jalen Hurts. the great Jalen Hurts. Debate. So we've got all that tomorrow. Of course, it begins at 10 a.m. With the Insiders. Happy 98 Rock Day to our brothers and sisters over at 98 Rock, Abe and Mickey and Paul Marshall. I'm pretty sure Paul Marshall he just walked by. He has been here all day. And shout out to the crew for putting on a tremendous outing for our brothers and sisters over at 98 Rock, man. So we'll be back here tomorrow at 10 a.m. with the Insiders on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Vamos, Broxto.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.